Washington. This is VOA News. Death toll mounts in Israel-Gaza conflict. New EU sanctions against Russia. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Palestinian health officials say attacks from Israeli warplanes and tanks have killed at least 100 people in the Gaza Strip as the military presses on with a campaign, one that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned could continue for a long time. The officials say their death toll is more than 1,100 after the most widespread night of airstrikes by Israeli forces since the fighting began 3 weeks ago. The Palestine Liberation Organization says Palestinians, including Hamas and Islamic Jihad leaderships, are ready for a 24-hour truce. But Hamas has not confirmed the PLO truce statement. European Union governments have agreed to impose new sanctions against Russia that will target its defense sector. Washington is poised to follow. Lisa Bryant reports.
Agreed to by European Union ambassadors meeting in Brussels, the new sanctions are expected to go into effect rapidly. While the details are still sketchy, they aim to hit sensitive areas of Russia's economy, including its oil, technology, banking, and defense sectors. The ambassadors also extended the list of people subject to EU travel bans and asset freezes. The 28-member bloc only recently slapped sanctions against Russia over its support of the rebellion in Ukraine, but sanctions widely considered to have limited effect. Analysts say strong pressure from Washington, coupled with the downing of the Malaysian airliner in eastern Ukraine that killed almost 200 Dutch citizens, has changed Europe's thinking. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel says EU measures against Moscow are unavoidable. Earlier Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said there is not a shred of evidence that Russia seeks to end the violence and bloodshed in eastern Ukraine. The 39-year-old doctor leading the fight against Ebola in Sierra Leone has died from the virus. Dr. Umar Khan's death comes less than a week after he tested positive for Ebola. Dr. Khan is credited with treating more than 100 Ebola patients. Three nurses at the same facility where he worked have died from the virus. The current outbreak began in February, and health experts are calling it the worst on record. The World Health Organization reports close to 700 people in West Africa have died. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber killed a cousin of President Hamid Karzai in the southern province of Kandahar. Hashmat Karzai, who was an advisor to presidential candidate Ashraf Ghani, was hosting guests at his home for the Eid al-Fitr holiday when he detonated explosives as the pair met each other. There is no claim of responsibility. The United States and India will be holding talks this week in New Delhi, the first high-level interaction between them since a right-wing government led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi took over. Arjuna Pastricha has more.
For months, India-U.S. ties have grabbed headlines for the wrong reasons. Washington's denial of a visa to the Hindu nationalist leader, who is now India's prime minister, and an ugly spat over an Indian diplomat's arrest in New York last December. But the mood is more positive as India's Bharatiya Janata Party government prepares to host U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry for the fifth India-U.S. strategic dialogue, which will begin later this week. The issue of the visa denial was set at rest after Mr. Modi's election, when the U.S. government reached out to him and invited him to visit Washington in September. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Rights groups in the U.S. State Department are continuing to call for Iran to release four people arrested last week, including Washington Post Tehran correspondent Jason Rezaian and two other journalists. Rezaian is a dual citizen of the United States and Iran. His wife is an Iranian citizen and correspondent for a newspaper based in the United Arab Emirates, while the other two people arrested are U.S. citizens. A U.S. federal judge ordered agents to seize 1 million barrels of Kurdish oil if the crude is unloaded from a tanker off the Texas coast and brought ashore. $100 million worth of oil is waiting off the coast of Galveston. It's not clear who's buying it. The Iraqi government filed suit against the Kurdish regional government in a U.S. court, saying that Iraq's natural resources belong to Baghdad. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.